I don't want to share this morning very quickly as for time, but many wonderful things. I want to talk about something to do with Father's Day. I don't want to talk about our earthly fathers. Our earthly fathers are a blessing, but they've also got imperfections. But I want to talk about our perfect Father in heaven this morning. I want to read one scripture, then I want to read you a little story this morning. Scripture is in James chapter 1, 17. We know our theme this year is about shining. And it says this, it says, every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. The Father of heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. We have a Father that is a wonderful God who gives us good and perfect gifts. Our children are wonderful. They're wonderful gifts in God. And we just honor the Lord that He gives us the gift of children. What a wonderful thing it is for the kids, and what a blessing they are. But He gives us many good things. He's a faithful God. He hears the cry of our heart and doesn't withhold from us. And He doesn't change. He's not a God that one day He's this, next day He's that. You know, sometimes as a father, I'm a father, I can have a good day, and then maybe you can have a day that's not so good. I'm not perfect. I'm sorry to destroy anybody's illusions of me. I think you know me well enough to know that. But we can have a day where we're, you know, and some days, well, maybe we're a little bit cranky whatever else. But God doesn't change. He's consistent with us all of the time. He doesn't change like shifting shadows. He's a faithful, faithful God. I wanted to be talking about being carried by our Father in heaven. I want to read this story. This is a true story, and I just want to read it to you. It was in the dead of night in Dallas as the doctor walked into the small hospital room of Deanna Blessing. That afternoon, on the 10th of March 1999, complications has forced Diana, only 24 weeks pregnant, to undergo an emergency cesarean to deliver the couple's new daughter, Danae Lou Blessing. At 12 inches long and weighing only 1 pound and 9 ounces, they already knew that she was perilously premature. Still, the doctor's soft words dropped like bombs. "I don't think she's going to make it," he said, as kindly as he could. "There's only a 10% chance that she will live through the night, and even then, if by some slim chance she does make it, her future could be a very cruel one." Through the dark hours of the morning, as Danae held onto life the tiniest thread, Diana slipped in and out of sleep, growing more and more determined that their tiny daughter will live, and live to be a healthy, happy young girl. As if willed by Diana's determination, Danae clung to life hour after hour, with the help of every medical machine and marvel her miniature body could endure. But of those first days passed, a new agony set in for David and Diana, because Danae's underdeveloped nervous system was essentially raw. The lightest kiss or caress only intensified her discomfort, so they couldn't even cradle their tiny baby girl against their chest to offer her the strength of their love. All they could do, as Danae struggled alone beneath the ultraviolet light and the tangle of tubes and wires, was to pray that God would stay close to their precious little girl. At last, when their parents were able to hold her in their arms for the very first time, and 2 months later, Danae went home from the hospital just as her mother had predicted. And so she went on and she grew up, and today she's a healthy young lady. But it says here, one blistering afternoon in the summer of 1996, near her home in Irving, Texas, Danae was sitting in her mother's lap at the local park. As always, Danae was chattering nonstop with her mother and several other adults sitting nearby, when suddenly she fell silent. Hugging her arms across her chest, Danae asked, "Do you smell that?" And smelling the air and detecting the approach of a thunderstorm, Diana replied, "Smells like it's going to rain." Danae closed her eyes again and asked, "Do you smell that?" And once again, her mother replied, "Yes, I think we're going to get wet. It smells like rain." Still caught in a moment, Danae took her head, patted her thin shoulders with her small hands, and loudly announced, "No, it smells like Him. It smells like God when He lays your head on His chest." And tears blurred in Deanna's eyes. Danae hopped happily down to play with other children before the rain came. Her daughter's words confirmed what Diana and all the members of the extended family had known, or at least in their hearts, all along. During those long days and nights of her first months of life, when her skin nerves were too sensitive that they couldn't touch her, God was holding Danae on her chest, and it was that loving scene that she remembers so well. What a wonderful little picture of that little girl just being held on the chest of the Father, being carried by the Father. And that's the picture I want us to be left with today. That's what I want to talk about, what it is to be carried by our Father in heaven. And we are carried by God. And what does that mean to be carried by your Father in heaven? I just want everyone just to remember that. If you think of nothing else this morning, I want you to have a memory and a picture that you are carried by your Father in heaven. Remember, we said that God is a God that doesn't change like shifting shadows. In Isaiah 46, verse 3, it says this. It says, "Listen to me, you descendants of Jacob, all the remnant of the people of Israel, you whom I have upheld since your birth and have carried you since you were born." And it's a wonderful thing that we know that God has carried us. Many people, even before they become a Christian, will say, "I just had a sense, you know, that God was with me in my life." You know, there was times when, you know, I didn't really know to pray, I didn't know God, I don't even know if I believed in God, but when I look back, I just have a sense, you know, that God was there with me, that God had his heart towards me. And that's true. God, it doesn't change like shifting shadows. It says, "From the time that you were born, since your birth, I've carried you since that you were born." And again, that's just a wonderful picture for all of us to remember, that God has carried us. He's holding us close. He's carrying us. It also tells us in Isaiah 63, verse 9, it says, "In all their distress," and we go through some difficult times, and sometimes you may feel that in all the things you go, maybe you might feel a little bit overwhelmed. "But in all their distress, he was too distressed." He too was distressed. "And the angel of his presence saved them. In his love and mercy, he redeemed them. He lifted them up and carried them all the days of old." And even for that little baby that we just heard about, that even the parents, you know, they couldn't touch their baby because they just trying to touch the baby caused so much pain. They inflicted pain by just trying to touch their baby. But the Father in heaven, lovingly intended, picked up that little child and just held that little one. And the Father in heaven himself nursed that little one. So that little girl, when she's 5-year-old, had that clear memory. She put the rain, the smell, that smells like God when you're close to his chest. And so God is carrying us. I want you to remember that, first of all, that God is carrying you, each and every one of us. Now, even if you're an adult, even if you're a man, even if you're a father yourself, I just want every one of us to grab a hold of what it is to be carried in the arms of your Father in heaven. And in some ways you may think that this is a nice little image for mums. You know, mums like the little baby things, or, well, I'm a man, or I'm a father, and, you know, I'm a man now, I'm grown up now. But actually, it's actually a very masculine image that God gives us if we have a look in Deuteronomy chapter 1:31. And he says this, "In the wilderness," and we know what it's like to have been in the wilderness sometimes, "there you saw how the Lord your God carried you, as a father carries his son. All the way you went until you reached this place." He carried you as a father carries his son. And that's just an interesting little image. It's not just a picture of a mum and a baby. This is a picture of the Father, the Heavenly Father, carrying us as a father carries his son. How does a father carry their son? Now, you see, mothers, I don't know what it is about mothers. Mothers seem to have a lot more instincts when it comes to parenting. I think they seem to, just maybe because it's part of the bond that they have, because they actually carry the child within them, and there's something intrinsically, that connection that they have, and it seems instinctively all work together. I don't understand all that. I can't explain that. For a father, it's a little bit harder because we don't have that privilege of carrying the child. And some of you ladies, well, yeah, well, you take the privilege next time. I'm happy not to have it. But we don't have that. We don't have that bond. But see, when the mother with a newborn and has that new little born is cradled, the mother will just take the little baby and just cradle the little one and just, wow, you know. For the guy, he gets, so the mother just carries that. And mothers, they become very familiar very quickly with their baby, you know. Say, this little Bible is my baby. And so, you know, the mothers are there and they're talking. Mothers will talk and they're talking around and whatever, and then other babies here and there, and hopefully not over there. But they're very, you know, they're very confident with their baby. But you give a newborn baby to a father for the very first time, and you put the baby, the first thing the father thinks is, "Oh, no, I might drop him. Or what if I break him? I might break him." And so you get the baby and you're holding the baby like this, like you know, I might break it and the whole thing's going to blow up, or I don't know what to do. And you're sort of there going, and the mother's there reassuring, "It's okay, it's just all right, take him, it's all right." And you're sort of there and you got him there and you're holding him, and you're just so very, very careful and so protective of that little child, that little one that is placed within your arms, and you hold it really close because you don't want to drop this little baby. You don't want to drop him. You don't want to hurt him. You don't want anything to happen to him. And so you're holding him and with everything that you have. And that's how the image that I see, the way that God holds every one of us. with such a holding on as it's really tight, because he doesn't want anything to happen to us. He doesn't want to see us get dropped to the ground, dashed to the ground. He wants to hold us really tight and protect us. And that's the picture that every one of us have, that God is holding us and carrying us now. And it's a picture that God wants you to have entrenched and imprinted right in your mind. And I pray by God's Holy Spirit that by the time you leave today, you will have imprinted in your spirit that image of me always being carried in the arms of my Father, who is very, very strong. He's powerful. He's a mighty God. He's the creator of the universe, but he also holds me very, very closely as a father carries a son. In Isaiah 40:11, it says this. Now, it's a slightly different image here. This is of a shepherd with a little lamb, but the heart of God really shines through here. It says, he tends the flock like a shepherd. Excuse me. He gathers the lambs in his arms and he carries them close to his heart. And so that's that picture of us when the Lord himself, our Father in heaven, he scoops us up, he holds us close, and he's carrying us close to his heart. And that's how we are. Sometimes you feel like, Lord, I'm all alone. Lord, where are you, Father? What's happening? All these things going wrong with my life. And people sort of look, where are you, God? And we really don't have to look any further. We're actually being carried in the arms of God. And he's actually holding us very close, very tenderly to his chest. It doesn't matter whether you're an adult now, because that doesn't change anything. In fact, if you don't change your thinking of that, if you find you struggle with this picture, I'll read a verse a little bit later on to encourage you with it. But we've got to grab a hold of something. Because if we grab a hold of that, my Father in heaven, he's cradling me, he's holding me close and tenderly to his chest, we're always going to feel secure. Sometimes we feel threatened when things seem to go wrong, when things aren't happening the way that we thought, when things are maybe happening around us or to us or whatever else. Sometimes we may feel lost, abandoned, alone, or struggling, or down, or whatever it is. But if we can just remember, hang on for a moment, wait a minute, hang on. The Lord has actually got me. He's actually cradling me. He's holding me close to his chest. And he's tenderly doing that. What a safe place that we have in our Lord. It talks a little bit earlier in the passage. It talks about God being powerful, that he comes with power, and that he's got a strong arm. But the one who comes in power and has a strong arm is the one that tenderly picks us up and cradles us in his heart, and he holds us. And the other wonderful thing is that our Father, even like a father with a newborn, is not really sure what. He just says, I'm not going to drop this child. They're making sure, doubly sure, I'm not going to drop this precious little baby. Well, that's why the Lord holds us, because he's never going to drop us. John 10:29, it says this. It says, my Father who has given them to me is greater than all. And he is a mighty God. He's the creator of the universe. He's the one who cradles us, who holds us close to his heart. It says, no one can snatch them out of my Father's hand. And so when you're in the arms of the Father, when you give your life to Jesus Christ, you are cradled in the arms of the Father, and no one can snatch you out. The devil can't even snatch you out of the Lord's hand. Now, you can lay down your life to the devil and walk away from God, but the devil can't snatch you out of his hand, because the Father holds you, he protects you, and there's no way that he's ever going to look after you. Deuteronomy 33:27. It talks about taking refuge in him. It says, the eternal God is your refuge, and underneath are everlasting arms, the everlasting arms. He will drive out your enemies before you, saying, destroy them. But the eternal God is your refuge, and underneath are everlasting arms. And just that sense, if we could live with that sense of being carried in the arms of God. Because sometimes we panic when things go wrong. And people do that. They think, oh no, what's happening? What's going wrong? Everything's falling apart. But if we can just carry that picture in our heart and in our mind and say, no, everything is okay. I'm actually being carried in the arms of my Father, who is, by the way, the creator of heaven and earth. He is the all-powerful, mighty God. He is the great I am, the one who is and was and is to come. He is the almighty God. And yet he is the one that holds you personally. And this is for you. Forget everyone else that's here today. Forget everyone else. This is for you today. You yourself, you personally, me, myself, personally, you, all of us, but you personally are being held and cradled and carried in the arms of God. Can you just see that picture? Can you see yourself in the arms of God? Because that's exactly where you are. When you give your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, the Father then will come and then he'll scoop you up and he holds you tenderly. You're carried by him in his everlasting arms, where there is safety and where there is strength and where there is all of the things that you think, Lord, I'm missing. No, I'm carried in the arms of God. Next time you go for a problem, next time you struggle with something, Lord, what is happening? Think, hang on a minute. No, I'm carried in the arms of God. He's got his arms around me. He's got his strength. He's going to protect me. He's going to nurture me. He's going to hold me close. He's going to carry me. And it doesn't matter if there's a storm or whatever is happening. You got a little baby, a newborn baby. You take it outside and there's a raging storm and you have to go through the storm. You don't take the little baby out like this into a storm and say, here you go. No, no, you protect the baby. You protect it. You'll cover the baby, first of all. You will protect the baby. You will make sure that this little baby is not going to be harmed by the storm. And sometimes we go through a storm and we think that we're out there exposed in the storm, but it's not like that. Our Father in heaven, he holds us close. He cradles us and he keeps us. He keeps us through the storm. What a wonderful image. The everlasting arms, the arms of the everlasting one, the powerful God who carries you every single day of your life. Even since you were born, we're carried of him. And so always get that. Get that picture. If you go home today and we've had a great morning, you forget everything else, I want you to go home with a picture. Now, I am carried in the arms of my God. He carries me. I am carried by him. He pours his love upon me continuously. He's always constantly just loving me. You hold a child, a newborn baby, and as a father, you look at a baby, you can't stop looking at this little baby. And you're totally captivated by this little baby. You just can't stop looking at this little wrinkly thing that's looking up at you. And you're just totally captivated. And that's the heart of your Father in heaven. Now, we've got an impure love as fathers because we're not perfect in our own human capacity to love. But you have the perfect love of the Father. And he looks at you and the Lord, he just cannot get his eyes off of you. This little one that just captivates his heart. You totally captivate the heart of our Father in heaven. He can't get his eyes off of you. He's thinking about you all the time and he's holding you close. And if you live your life with that picture, man, you're going to have such a strength in your life. You're going to feel so secure, so safe in life. And it doesn't matter if the storm comes because you know your Father in heaven, he's got you. It's okay, I'm with you. And maybe he has to soothe us. Maybe we get a little distressed. And it's okay, the Lord is there. He's with us. And he's carrying us in his arms. And it's really important that we get a hold of this, particularly for men. You ladies listening to this, you will automatically go, oh yes, that's so nice. Some of you guys will be struggling with this because, oh, you know, look, I'm a man now, I'm strong, I'm tough, you know, real men don't cry but they eat quiche, is that right? Or real men cry and they don't eat quiche. Somebody eats quiche and someone cries. But anyway, but for men it's a little bit harder, excuse me, to accept it, that we're actually held in the arms of God. But we've got to grab a hold of this, something very important in our relationship with God. Have a look at Mark chapter 10. Well, you read it a little bit earlier today, but let's have a look. Mark 10, it says this, or referred to it. It says, truly I tell you, anyone, you're here, you're listening to this, you're anyone. Truly I tell you, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it, will never enter it. And he took the children, where? In his arms, placed his hands on them and blessed them. And so it's like a little picture that the Lord has given us. Unless you're going to live your Christian life and understand that that's how you live your life, that I'm actually carried. Jesus knew that and Jesus modeled that with these human children, the children that were around. They weren't his kids, other people's kids, obviously, but other children there. And he said he took them and he picked them up. And what did? He put them up in his arms. Why did Jesus do that? Because he wanted us to see the picture. He wanted that imprinted upon our spirit, impressed upon our heart, that that's how our Father in heaven carries us. The Lord picks us up and he holds us close and he blesses us. And so we've got to come as a little children, every one of us, men as well, us guys, we've got to see ourselves carried as that little child is held in the arms of the Lord. And we must do that. We must come as a little child, not only for the benefit of living your life, knowing that God is carrying me with that picture, but it says you've got to come like that. It's the only way to come as a little one, a little child, the little one that we saw dedicated earlier today, little helpless little child. And really, we are helpless in so many ways. But as we come and God holds us, he guards us, he nurtures us. And we've got to say, Lord, I just coming to you. Lord, I lay it all aside, Lord. And Lord, I just love you. I'm going to let you hold me close. I'm going to let you love me. And I'm going to go through my life confidently knowing that I am carried in the arms of my Heavenly Father. What a wonderful, wonderful thing it is Jesus gave that example. So people would get a mental picture of that. They saw Jesus do that. He said, no, the children, they've got to come to me. And he scoops them up and he holds them, he carries them, because that's what the Father in heaven does that. Jesus wanted them to get the message. He wants us to get the message. And he says, you've got to do that. You must come as a little child to enter into the kingdom of God. Finally, because of time this morning, we're a little pressed for time, but I want to read one more scripture this morning, because once we give our life to Jesus, it's like you can be assured now that I'm actually a child of the Father. I actually belong to Him. I'm actually His. I tell you what, as a father, you mess with my kids, you're gone. You mess with my kids, you mess with me. Now, that's not a threat to anybody, but I'm just saying any father's like that. Mums are like that too. So they've got claws. We don't have those. But, you know, you mess with the kids, right? You protect your kids, don't you? Parents, you protect your kids. You do. You don't mess with my kids, all right? And you're protective as a parent. You do that. Well, imagine your father in heaven who's holding you. You're the apple of his eye. He's going, oh, he's just looking at you all the time. And yet you poo your nappy and he's still going, oh, isn't he beautiful? And you throw up on him, oh, isn't he beautiful? And you do all of this stuff and we think, oh, no, I pooed my pants again and I threw up again and God's not going to love me anymore. No, he just washes it off, gets rid of it, and then goes, oh, he's just looking at us all the time and just loving us. And God will look after us. He carries us. He protects us. He does. You mess with the children of God, you mess with me. You mess with God. You know, He looks out for us. He's for us. And He carries us and He keeps us and He nurtures us and He protects us. And there's something about when we give our heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray that there is a revelation of the Spirit of that, because the Scripture actually talks about us having a revelation of this in our own spirit. And it comes by the Holy Spirit impressing upon our own human spirit that something begins to stir and rise up from within us, that we begin to cry out. And it says this in Romans chapter 8. The Spirit you have received does not make you slaves, so you don't live in fear again. Because if you're not carried in the arms of the Father, you're fearful. You feel exposed. I'm out there. Anything can happen to me. But no, I don't live in fear, because I am carried in the arms of my Father. The Spirit you received does not make you slaves, so you don't live in fear again. Rather, the Spirit you received brought about your adoption to sonship. And by Him we cry, Abba, Father. Abba, Father. Abba, Father. Daddy, Father. Now that feels a little bit awkward for some of us, because we reverence God as our Father in heaven. But this picture, this word, the Spirit of God brings a revelation. The Holy Spirit brings a revelation that says, Daddy, Father. And some of us will struggle with that. Oh, Father, oh, you're awesome. You're heaven, you're God. And He is, and He's worthy of honor and praise. But He is Daddy, Father as well. He's the one who holds us so very closely, so very tenderly. He loves us. He carries us every day of our lives. And He's carrying every one of us right now. You're carried by the Father. And I want you to grab a hold of this. You might not be going through a hard time at the moment. We'll praise God for that and we rejoice with that. But there will come a time, because we live in a sinful world, we go through challenges, we go through things. And when you go through things, or even if you are going through things, always remember, no, I am carried by my Father, who loves me with such an intensity, with such a passion. He's the Creator of heaven and earth, who holds me with all His strength and all His power, but in all His tenderness, He just loves me. And I pray that the Spirit of God this morning is beginning to rise up within you, that this picture about being carried in the arms of God is beginning to stir in your heart. Say, yes, Lord, yes, Daddy God, yes, Father, yes, you hold me, yes, Lord, you carry me. The Spirit of God rises up and causes us to say, Daddy, Father, and I am carried in the loving arms of the Almighty God. So let's stand to our feet. I want to pray for us today. I want to pray that that revelation of the Spirit of God, that we are carried in the arms of God, is going to be something that's so deeply within our hearts, so deeply within our spirit, so deeply within each and every one of us. So, Father, I just thank you this day, Lord, as we stand here. Yes, Lord, it's Father's Day, Lord, but, Lord, it's your day this day. And, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for every single person here. Lord, that your word says you don't change like shifting shadows. Oh, I do this for... No, Lord, you're a consistent God. And Father, for each and every one of us, Lord, that you pick us up. Lord, you hold us. Lord, even before we knew you, Lord, that you picked us up. Lord, you hold us close. And Lord, that we are carried in the arms of our Father. Lord, I pray by your Holy Spirit right now. Lord, that you just imprint that into every spirit, Lord, into every heart, Lord, even into every mind. Lord, that knowledge, Lord, that revelation, Lord, that I am carried by my Father in heaven. And Lord, I will not be in fear. Lord, I will not be down and discouraged. Lord, because you lift me up, Lord, you hold me close. And Lord, that you look at me. And Lord, you just love me. And you just look at me, Lord, and you just love me. And Lord, you look at us, Lord, and you love us, Lord. You look at us, Lord, you just love us so much. And so, Father, I pray this day, Lord, let that revelation be upon every person's heart, Lord, because we love you, Lord. You are our Father in heaven. And, Lord, we give you every glory, every honor this day. Father, let us just see ourselves right now, Lord, in your arms. Just do that. Let's just picture ourselves. See yourself being nestled in the arms of the Almighty God. You men, you do it. We've got to come as that little child. Let's say, yes, Lord, here I am. I see myself, Lord, being held by the Father in heaven, Lord. Maybe I'm not a baby, Lord, but it doesn't matter how big I am, Lord, I'm held by you. And Lord, that you love me, Lord, and you nurture me, Lord, you guard me. And Father, we are so grateful for our perfect Father in heaven, in Jesus' wonderful name. We're just going to worship the Lord this morning.